请我们翻到启示录。
Please turn to Book of Revelation.
启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我读给大家听，你要写信给腓拉切菲教会的使者说，那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能关开的说。
Verse 7, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia writes, These things says, He who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens.
我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看呢，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
I know your work. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it, for you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name.
但那撒旦议会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要使他们来在你脚前下拜，也使他们知道我是已经爱你了。
Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan, who said they are Jews and are not but lied.Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you.
十一节
Verse 11.
我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown.
那弟兄姊妹都知道，我们这一次一共有三次的时间来看启示录里面特别说到腓拉切菲的教会。
And brother, sister, you know that this time we have three sessions to talk about the Church of Philadelphia in the Book of Revelation.
我们知道在小亚细亚的七个教会里面，只有腓拉切菲，我们的主不止没有责备，而且称赞他。
And we know that in the seven churches in Asia Minor, only the Church of Philadelphia, the Lord did not rebuke them, and He praises them.
所以我们知道腓拉切菲乃是合乎神心意的教会。
We know that therefore, Philadelphia is one church who is pleasing to God's heart.
我们说过启示录二章三章这里的七个教会是第一个世纪已经有的。
And we said that these seven churches exist in the first century.
这里的七个教会的光景就是当时教会的情形。
And these seven churches condition are the condition of the churches at that time.
所以启示录的话是对他们说的。
So therefore the word of revelation is spoken to them.
可是因为圣经给我们看见我们的主是行走在七个金灯台中间。
But because the Lord told us that in the Bible, He was walking among the lampstands.
那我们知道今天地上有七个教会，结果天上就有个七个金灯台。
So we see that there were seven churches on earth, and there were seven golden lampstands in heaven.
但是我们知道耶路撒冷不在那里面。
We saw that Jerusalem wasn't in it.
我们知道说像腓立比的教会也不在。
And we also see that the Church of Philippi is not there.
所以我们知道这七个教会，其实这七个灯台乃是代表的。
So we see that these seven golden lampstands is representation.
那他手里拿着七星，乃是指着教会中的得胜者来说的。
And his hand holds the seven stars, is speaking of the overcomer in the churches.
所以很明显的，我们知道这些的话是当时对于那七个教会说的。
And very obviously, we know that these words are spoken to the churches at that time.
但是他们是代表所有的众教会。
But they represent all of the churches.
那么在这个时候，主对他们说的话也是对我们说的。
So therefore, what the Lord says to them, it is also saying to us.
然后在这七个教会里面
，Also in these seven churches,
很明显的有一个教会合乎神的心意。
There is one church that's after God's own heart.
叫我们的心完全得着满足。
So that God's heart is completely satisfied.
主好像很感性的对于腓拉切菲教会说，我已经爱你了。
As if the Lord is full of feeling, saying to the Church of Philadelphia, I have loved you.
而且警告他不要失去你的冠冕。
And the Lord also warned them not to lose their crown.
冠冕就是指着得胜的意思。
And the crown is speaking of overcoming.
所以这里有一个教会是个得胜的教会。
So here there's a church which is overcoming.
完全合乎神心意的
，completely satisfying to God's heart。
所以我们知道这些话也是对我们来说的。
So we know that these words are also speaking to us。
很明显，圣灵用腓拉切菲来做一个榜样。
Very obviously, the Holy Spirit is using the Church of Philadelphia as an example.
给我们看见这条路是我们应当走的道路。
To show us that this is the way that we should be walking on.
所以我们礼拜五说到历史上的确有这么一个教会。
So on Friday, we mentioned that in history, there is such a church that exists.
那昨天早晨我们看从这个教会里面，今天我们能学一些什么样的功课？
Yesterday morning, we mentioned in this church, what kind of lesson we should learn.
但是我们不要忽略另外一面。
But please do not forget another side.
讲到腓立特有三面的。
When we're talking about Philadelphia, there is three facets.
第一，它是历史的。
First, it is history.
它的教训对我们是个属灵的教训。
Its teaching to us is spiritual.
但是因为启示录是一本讲预言的书。
But because Revelation is speaking of prophecy.
所以我们如果知道它的 prophetic nature, 如果我们知道它的这个预言性的话。
So if we want to know the prophetic nature of it.
那么我们再来读七封书信的时候。
Then when we come and read the seven letters.
你会注意到它实在说来乃是一个很重大的预言。
So you will realize that this is a very important prophecy.
我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know this?
我想你如果仔细看这个七个教会，读七个教会的话。
So if you come and study these seven churches very carefully.
后面四个教会都说到主要回来。
The last four churches mention about the Lord's coming back.
所以这四个教会是一直要持续到主耶稣回来。
So these four churches will last until the Lord returns.
但是弟兄们，我们都知道。但我们都知道，这个以弗所的教会大概只经过了1000年，果然那个灯台已经被挪走了。
But we know that the Church of Ephesus, their golden lampstand has been removed after 1,000 years.
大概是如此。如果我们没有把历史读错的话。
If we did not make a mistake in reading the history.
那今天以弗所教会在哪里呢
？Today, can you find the church in Ephesus?
那灯台已经被挪走了。
Because the lampstand has already been removed.
怎么知道呢？
How do we know that?
因为今天以弗所所剩下的不过是废墟而已。
Because today all you can find of Ephesus is but ruins.
所以我们看得很清楚，以弗所教会已经过去了，没有到主回来。
So we know that very clearly, Ephesus did not last till the Lord returned. They are already ruined.
但是前面三个教会主没有说到主回来。
But the first three churches, the Lord did not say to them, the Lord is returning.
所以我们叫以弗所是过去了。
So we know that Ephesus has passed away.
但是撒迪教会呢？
But how about Sardis?
撒迪今天也是一片的废墟。
Sardis is also in ruin.
老底家的教会呢？
How about Laodicea?
老底家今天也是一片的废墟。
And Laodicea is also in ruin.
所以很明显的，这里的后面的推亚推拉、腓立特非、推亚推拉、撒迪、推亚推拉、撒迪、腓立特非和老底家主说，一直要等到他回来。
And at the end, when we see that the Philadelphias and Sardis and Thyatira and Laodicea, the Lord says, you will be there until I return.
但是有的我们知道，就说那个地方的教会来说，已经登台没有了。
But according to the locality, we know that the lampstand is no longer there.
但是我们知，虽然今天推啊推啊还有人烟
，and Thyatira still have people there.
虽然今天腓立特非还有人烟
，and also today Philadelphia also have people dwelling there.
但是有一件事我们知道，在这里很明显给我们看见，这四个地方的教会已经完全，这个可以，这个有的根本已经不在了。
And we see that in these four locations, the churches that exist there, some of them do not exist anymore.
所以我们知道说，既然主说腓立特非到主回来
，So we know that when the Lord says Philadelphia is going to last till the Lord returns.
撒迪一直到主的回来
，And Sardis until the Lord's return.
而且我们知道老底家也是到主的回来。
And also Laodicea is until the Lord's return.
那如果这样的话，我们就知道说，老底家的教会不光是指着当时的教会，事实上也是指着教会历史中的教会说的。
And so then we know that when the Lord says Laodicea will be here until His return, it's not only talking about a church in history, but talking about the church in time.
撒迪教会就是地方教会来说已经没有了。
And the Sardis, the church in Sardis, according to the locality, is already do not exist.
但是撒底的情形在教会中仍旧继续下去。
But the condition of Sardis can exist in the church today.
所以如果你把二章三章读过的话
，So if you read chapter 2 and 3,
你看见整个教会历史所给我们看见的就是这七个教会所给我们看见的情形。
So if you go through the church history, you will find that these seven churches show us the condition of the churches through history.
比方说，以弗所的教会乃是指着第一个世纪的教会说的。
And for example, the church in Ephesus represent the church in the first century.
然后士麦那的教会乃指着第二跟第三世纪。
And Smyrna represent second and third century.
你必受患难十日，你看教会经过十次大的逼迫。
And here the Lord says you will go through trial for 10 days and you see that they have gone through 10 times persecution.
然后别加摩的意思就是结婚的意思。
And Pergamum is talking about
结婚。
It's marriage. It's talking about marriage.
那么是什么和什么结婚呢？
So what is getting married?
你会发现在教会历史里一点都没有错，慢慢慢慢的你看见教会跟世界就联婚就结婚。
And if you go through the church history, you will find that truly, slowly, the world and the church became married.
头两个，第二个世纪，第三个世纪，那个时候，撒旦像吼叫的狮子一样。
In the second and third century, Satan was like a roaring lion.
他希望能吞吃所有跟随主的人。
He wanted to swallow up everyone who followed the Lord.
结果我们知道说，等到大逼迫完了以后，
But we find that after the great persecution,
那么有一个估计就是大概在这个应该来讲没有基督徒了，对不对？经过两三百年的大逼迫。
And according to estimation, there should be no more Christian after 200 or 300 years of persecution.
结果在大逼迫完了以后，在罗马帝国的版图里面，大概有两个公民里面有一个就是基督徒。
So, but after this big, great persecution, roughly about in the Roman Empire, every two Romans, there is one that is Christian.
对不起，我不应该说公民，就是只要在罗马帝国里面的罗马人，不管是奴隶是自由人，不管是公民是奴隶也好，但是每两个里面有一个是基督徒。
Of all the people that is in the Roman Empire, every two, one of them will be Christian.
所以撒旦知道他。装作吼，当他是吼叫的狮子的时候，不可能除灭这些，不可能铲除神的教会。
So Satan found out when he is a roaring lion, he could not destroy the people of God.
他知道这个方法不灵的。
He know that this method is useless.
所以他就装作光明的天使。
So he became a glorious angel.
那么结果你看见说，君士坦丁皇帝就拥抱基督教成为国教。
And so you see that Constantinople, he embraced the Christianity.
那从前是反对基督教，反对福音，现在是拥护福音。
And in the past, they were against the gospel. Now they embraced the gospel.
从那个时候开始，所有神的仆人都从国库里面拿薪水。
And from then on, all the servant of God. Would take the salary from the treasury.
本来教会
of Rome.
本来教会是没有固定地方聚会的。
And in the past, the church did not have a place to meet.
若有两三个人奉主的名聚会，主就在他们的中间。
When two or three is gathered, the Lord was with them.
他们不是来到教会来，是教会来到一起来聚会的。
And they did not have a building when they come together to have a meeting.
他们无论在哪里，天堂就待在哪里。
And wherever they go, heaven was let there.
他们可以在房子里面聚会。
They can be meeting in a building.
他们也可以在罗马城的地下聚会。
They can also be meeting in the underground.
他们可以在坟场上面聚会。
They can be gathering in the cemetery.
地方对他们从来不是问题。
And the location is never a problem for them.
在旧约，地方是个问题。
In the Old Testament, the location is a problem.
你要敬拜，一定要到耶路撒冷去。
When you want to worship, you must go to Jerusalem.
或者有的人要到撒玛利亚去。
And some want to go to Samaria.
但是主说，时候降到如今就是了。
But the Lord says, the time will come, and now it is.
不是耶路撒冷的问题，也不是这里的，不是那里的问题。
The question is not whether it is Jerusalem or is it here or there.
作为一个犹太人，这个地方非常重要的。
To be a Jew, the location is very important.
但是时候将到。
But time will come.
保罗说，你们就是神的殿，神的殿就是你们。
Paul says, you are the temple of God, and the temple of God are you.
所以无论今天在什么地方，我们都能奉主的名来聚集。
So no matter where we are, we can gather in the name of the Lord.
这个从来不成为问题的。
And this never became a problem.
所以两三百年你在读考古，你根据考古的资料，你根本找不到这个所谓聚会的地方的。
So in that 200 or 300 years, if you go through archaeology, you will never find a place where they gather.
那么这个也是教会受逼迫一个很重要的原因。
And this is also a reason why the church was persecuted.
你看见说有的异教里面，你如果是一个宗教，你看很自然有一个建筑在那里。
You see that in other heresies, and when they gather together,
the heathen
religions, wherever they gather, they have a building there.
连犹太人都有他们的会堂的。
And even the Jews have their synagogues.
所以在整个罗马帝国底下，他们知道这些人都是合法的宗教，都是起码是在罗马帝国的统治之下的。
And so everyone can see these are legal religions, and because it is under the rule of Rome.
但是基督徒们，他们只要有主的同在，两三个人，他们就在那里一同聚集。
But for Christian, as long as they have the presence of the Lord, two or three can just gather.
然后他们在一起擘饼祷告，说主啊，感谢你的肉是可吃的，你的血是可喝的。
And they break the bread to thank the Lord and says that your flesh is edible and your blood is drinkable.
那个邻居们听不懂这个为什么吃血喝肉的。
And the neighbor would not understand what do they mean by when they eating the flesh and drinking the blood.
所以后来他们就这些人大概吃别人的婴孩的肉啊血啊等等这些东西，后来所以就迎来了很多的逼迫。
And they have a misunderstanding, thinking that they were taking other people's infants and eating the flesh and drinking the blood. So they brought on persecution.
所以等到君士坦丁接受基督教做国教以后。
So when Constantinople, when he accept Christianity as their official religion.
现在所有神的仆人，他们不必担忧了，不必靠着信心过生活。
Now all the servants of God do not need to live by faith anymore.
他们可以从国库里面拿薪水的。
And they can take from the treasurer of Rome for their salary.
然后皇帝就拨了当时几个很大的大会堂，就是 Basilica， 一个公共场合，就给基督徒们。
And also, the emperor has given a great big gathering place, a building for them to gather.
而这些大会堂叫 Basilica。
And these buildings are called basilica.
这个 basilica 是在还没有，就是 basilica 实在说来就是今天我们所说的大教堂。
And a basilica is what we're talking about, great big churches. Today.
而当时外邦人不是基督徒，当外邦人当他们在一起聚集的时候。
So in before the Christian use it, the Gentile when they gather together.
如果在罗马帝国里面，在一个罗马城里面，他们要在一起开会啊什么的。
And when they need to gather together, have a great meeting in Rome.
那 basilica 是个很大很大的建筑。
And basilica is a great, great big building.
而 basilica 多半是中间一个中堂，一个中间的一个大厅。
And basilica also has a great central meeting hall.
然后两边是还有两边是走廊。
And on the two sides, you will have the hallways.
然后你如果从中堂走进去，到了最后呢，有一个半圆形的这样的一个建筑。
And if you walk through the middle, you will see at the end there is a dome or half circle.
这个和基督徒没有关系的。
This has nothing to do with the Christianity.
这事实上是异教的东西。
And in actuality, this is something for the heathen.
事实上是异教们或者当时罗马正他们在一起聚集的，这根本就是这么大的个，他们就在这个建筑里面来聚集的。
And this is for the heathens or for the Roman government when they want to have a great gathering. This is what they use.
这从来不是 Christian 的。
And these were not Christians.
因为在圣经里面，你看基督徒和这个房子不是发生直接关系的。
You see that in the Bible, the Christian and the building does not have a direct relation.
但是后来等着教会和世界结婚的时候，联合的时候。
But later on, when the church married to the world.
所以现在你就看见，你不必担心有什么地方去聚会了，没有问题，政府就把一个大的厅根本就让你来用的。
So therefore, now you do not have to worry about where do you gather because the government has given you a great building.
所以你就看见慢慢慢慢的，这就是别加摩教会的情形。
And now you see that slowly, this became the condition of Pergamus.
那么到了第四世纪的时候。
And in the fourth century.
你看见西罗马帝国亡国了。
You saw that Western Roman Empire has collapsed.
有一个很爱主的基督徒叫做 Constantine， 对不起，叫做 Augustine。
And there is a Christian that loved the Lord. His name is Augustine.
Augustine 是世界上最伟大的圣人，但是在他是圣人以前，是世界上最污秽的罪人。
Augustine was the greatest saint in the world, and but before he became saint, he was the greatest sinner.
那感谢主，他给了我们许许多多属灵的帮助。
And thank the Lord, he has given us much spiritual help.
但他给教会也带来个很大的伤害。
But he also brought a great damage to the church.
当他看见西罗马帝国亡国的时候，他心中有一个很大的刺激。
And in his heart, it became a great shock when he saw the Western Roman Empire collapsed.
他觉得神的国是不可能灭亡的。
He felt that the kingdom of God cannot be destroyed.
所以他相信说，教会就是神的国。
So he believed that the church is the kingdom of God.
今天教会在地上，就是神的国在地上。
That today the kingdom of God it is on earth by the church.
所以现在要勉强人来听福音的。
So now they need to force people to come and listen to the gospel.
那么他甚至用主耶稣的比喻告诉我们要勉强进来。
And he also used the parable of Jesus saying that we need to force people to go in.
那么嘛，那结果呢？根据解释就是你可以用武力可以。强迫人信主耶稣的。
And so by their explanation, they're saying that you can use by force to call to make people go in.
所以从那个时候开始，我们叫推亚推拉教会就开始。
So we know that at that time, Thyatira started.
后来教会就经过了很长期黑暗的时期。
And the church went through a long dark period.
到了，所以你看见等到讲到推亚推拉的这个。推亚推拉的这个得胜者的时候，得胜者的讲了得胜者的赏赐的时候。
So later on, when we talk about the reward for the overcomer in Thyatira,
主说凡得胜的，我要把诚心赐给他。
And the Lord says, those who overcome, I will give him the morning star.
为什么诚心呢
？Why morning star？
因为那个时候教会已经黑暗到黑夜到一个地步，伸手看不见五个指头的。
And because at that time the church has gone into such a dark time that if you stretch out your hand, you will not see your fingers.
而在太阳出来以前，天亮以前，是最黑暗的时候，有一颗心就叫做晨星。
And before the sun rises, it is the darkest time, and there is a star. It is called the morning star.
你如果看见晨星，你知道天就快亮了。
When you see the morning star, you know that it will dawn. The day will dawn.
到了十六世纪的时候。
In the 16th century,
果然天就慢慢开始亮了。
And slowly the sky become brightening.
你看，神就借着马丁路德，就是加尔文，然后就带来了大的复兴。
And by Martin Luther, the Lord brought in the great revival.
然后就开始了撒迪的教会。
And now we started the Church of Sardis.
那么撒迪的教会就是 remnant， 就是余数剩下来的意思。
And the meaning of Sardis is the remnants.
你看，许多人仍旧留在推亚推拉的教会里面。
Many people still left in the Church of Thyatira.
但有一些人。
But there are some.
你看见他们是少数的人。
They are the minorities.
所以你看见教会的情形就是撒迪教会的情形。
Then you see the church condition. It is the Church of Sardis.
那么当你读老底嘉教会的时候。
And now when you go to Laodicea.
你知道那是主要回来以前。
And you know that it's right before the Lord's return.
所以老底嘉的教会乃是指着在主回来以前要那个教会的光景来说的。
And Laodicea is talking about the condition of the church right before the Lord's return.
那么在撒迪跟老底嘉中间有菲拉铁菲。
But between Sardis and Laodicea, you find Philadelphia.
所以你看见在主回来以前有四种不同的教会一直要维持到主回来的。
And you see that there is four condition of the church that will continue until the Lord's return.
那一个是腓立帖，那就是教会啊，就是马丁，就是尤其是第四世纪以后的情形。
And one is 马丁。
No， 就是第四世纪以后的情形，第四世纪。
Okay， after the fourth century.
Yeah， 第四世纪 ，Yeah。
Okay, Thyatira is the condition of the church after the 4th century.
我们说过了，在这个西罗马，在西欧这一边，那就是罗马天主教。
And we already mentioned that in the Western Europe or in the West Roman Empire, it is the Roman Catholics.
那我们知道，在东罗马帝国的范围，或者是在东欧，你看见很明显的这个就是希腊正教。
And in the Eastern Roman Empire or the Eastern Europe, you will see that it is the Greek Orthodox.
所以无论是希腊正教，无论是罗马天主教。
And no matter it is the Roman Catholic or the Greek Orthodox.
你看，这就是在这里主给我们看见推亚推拉的情形。
And this is what the Lord show us as Tyre's condition.
所以自从16世纪，主借着马丁路德、加尔文起来做 reform， 起来改革以后。
And since the 16th century, when the Lord uses Martin Luther to do the reform,
你看见教会就进入撒比教会的旗
手。哦，你看，
教会就经过就进到了撒比教会的旗手，就进到了撒比。
And the church will enter into the condition of Sardis.
然后最后我们知道到主回来以前就是老底家的光景。
And at the end, when the before the Lord returned, we see that there's the condition of the Laodicea.
第三讲到撒底的时候
When we're talking about Sardis
你看你我们知道说我们知道说主在他们身上做了许多的工作
We see that the Lord has done much work on them
但是跟第三章第二节说
In chapter 3 verse 2 is
你要警醒坚固那剩下将要衰微的
Be watchful and strengthen the things which remains that are ready to die.
因我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的。
For I have not found your works perfect before God.
什么事情都是从撒比开始的。
Everything started from Sardis.
因信称义从撒比开始。
To be justified by faith, it is starting from Sardis.
每一个人都是祭司，从撒底开始。
Everyone is a priest, also started from Sardis.
你看见许许多的宝贵的真理都是从撒底开始的。
And many treasure of truth came from Sardis.
每一样的看见都是有很好的开始。
Every enlightenment have a very good beginning.
但是都没有达到完全的地步。
But it has not been completed.
这些都是神的工作。
These are the work of God.
而且是神实在借着加尔文，实在神借着 Zwingli， 实在神借着马丁路德，你看他做了一些荣耀的工作。
And the Lord truly used Martin Luther, used Calvin and
Zwingli.
Did a great work.
然后像威斯利、约翰，后来等等等等，你看见很清楚，神的的确确在那里开了很荣耀的头。
And you also later on through John Wesley, God has done a great beginning work.
但是撒底的难处是只有荣耀的头，没有荣耀的尾结尾。
And but the difficulty of Sardis is that it has a great glorious beginning, but it did not have a glorious end.
我们叫这是开始，叫我们看见神的旨意也可以完成了，现在有可能要完成了。
And now we see that the beginning of how God's will can be accomplished.
但是到了一个地步就不能再往前走。
But it only gone through a certain point, it could not go forward.
所以神最终的目的
So therefore, the end will of the Lord
就是借着撒底所开始的
It is by Sardis who started.
最后要完成神心目中最后的目的
And at the end, God's heart will be satisfied.
那么等到老底家的时候
And when we've gone to Laodicea,
你看见那个教会不冷不热的光景，那是最后最后的情形。
And at the very end, you see that the condition of the church is lukewarm.
所以在主回来以前，你看见四样这样的教会一直要维持到主回来的。
So therefore, you will see four kind of churches with a different condition will last all the way until the Lord's return.
所以今天你看推亚推拉是一条路。
So today, you see that Tyrus is one way.
撒底是一条路。
Sardis is another way.
老底家是一条路。
Laodicea is one way.
腓勒铁菲也是一条路。
Philadelphia is also in one way.
那么当你看见这四个，当你看见这七个教会的情形的时候
，When we look at the condition of all seven of the churches,
那么我们看见腓勒铁菲的路很清楚的。
We see that Philadelphia has a very clear way.
很明显，主不光没有责备，而且主称赞他。
Very clearly, the Lord did not rebuke them, and He praises them.
主说我已经爱你了。
The Lord says, "I have loved you."
而且不要叫人夺去你的冠冕。
And to be diligent to keep what you have so that one won't take away your crown.
所以很明显的给我们看见，在主回来以前有四条路可以选择的。
So very clearly, we have four ways we can choose before the Lord's return.
那弟兄姊妹，到底今天我们要走在哪一条道路上？
But brothers and sisters, today, what way would, do we want to choose to walk on?
这个是给我们看见路在哪里。
This show us where is the way.
这个并不是告诉你说我们就是腓立比。
This is not telling us that we are Philadelphia.
什么时候你说你是腓立比，就证明说你已经富足了。
And whenever you say that you are Philadelphia, then that proves that you are already rich.
所以腓立比你没有赶上，你已经变成老底家了。
So since you are not Philadelphia, then you became Laodicea.
你知道我口袋里有10万美金，我多说几次他还在那里。
And if in my pocket I have $100,000, and the more I say it, it's still there.
那属灵不是这样，属灵的故事不是这样。
The spiritual thing is different.
你看见说的的确确富足是腓立比的光景。
And you see that truly, to be rich, it is a condition like in Philadelphia.
这里的确有火炼的金子。
Here we have gold refined by fire.
但你什么时候我说我是富足的，已经变成老底家，那个钱已经不见了。
But whenever you say that I am rich, that gold is gone. You became Laodicea.
今天如果实际是富足的，那是老底家，那是腓立比。
And if today you have the reality of being rich, you are in Philadelphia.
说我是富足的，已经变成说我是富足，已经变成老底家了。
But if you say you are rich, you are in Laodicea.
我们知道教会历史的确有过这样的故事。
And we see that in the church history, truly these things.
有的人读这两段圣经，读这两章圣经的时候。
Some people, when they read these two passages,
他们说我们愿意走在腓立比的路上。
We want to walk in the way of the Philadelphia.
那起头是非常谦卑，你看见吗？
In the beginning, very humble.
你看神总是祝福谦卑的人，总是阻挡骄傲的人。
And you see that God blesses those who are humble, and He resists the one who is proud.
所以在他们中间果然有火炼的金子。
And so among them there were gold be refined by fire.
主的话是在丰富地赐给他们。
And the Lord's word was given to them abundantly.
一直到今天，我们都得着一般弟兄姊妹的帮助。
Until today, we received the brothers and sisters' help from that time.
后来他们就骄傲起来了。
But they became proud.
你看见吗？我们的学生都是别人的先生。
And they said, "See, our student became teachers for all others."
有什么东西别人有的我们没有呢？
Is there anything that other people has that we don't?
所以你看见吗？实实在在主的同在在他们中间。
And you see that the Lord's presence was with them.
但是他们在那觉得自己是富足的。
But they have felt that they became rich.
那么有的地方啊，他们从来这个聚会地方没有牌子，没有牌子的。
And in the meeting places, they do not have a plaque.
那在撒迪教会里面，其实有很多很多的牌子，很多很多的招牌的。
But in the condition of Sardis, you have many, many plaques.
那么他们说我们没有。
They said we do not have plaques.
我们是奉主的名聚集。
They say we gather in the name of the Lord.
你如果说你们是不是弟兄会，他说不，我们不是弟兄会。
If you ask them, are you the brethren? And they said, no, we are not the brethren.
我们乃是奉主名聚集。
We only gather in the name of the Lord.
除了主的名之外，我们没有第二个名字。
Other than the Lord's name, we do not have any other name.
所以你很难找到他们呢。
So very difficult to find
them. 第一，他们聚会的地方就是普通的房子。
Because first of all, when the place where they gather is a regular building.
这一点他们得了贵格会的帮助。
Quakers. And on this point, they were helped by the Quakers.
你知道贵格会弟兄们，他们实在有一些看见。
And you know the brethren from Quakers truly has some seeing.
他们去读圣经，他们发现在早期的教会，你看见根本没有，不是这些房子的问题。
And so when they went to study the Bible, they found that the early churches did not have the problem with the building.
所以这班弟兄们的的确确得了贵格会帮助，所以你就找他们聚会地方根本找不到的。
So these brethren were helped by the Quakers, so therefore wherever they gathered, you could not find them.
那个房子就是跟普通的一样。
Because their building is just like any other
building. 有的时候他们要传福音了，所以那个变成一个福音堂啊，就让大家来听听福音就是了。
And sometimes when they want to preach the gospel, they turn that into a gospel building for people to come and listen to the gospel.
所以你根本就不知道这是基督徒聚会的地方。
And you did not know from the outside this is a Christian gathering place.
那有的连那个聚会时间表都没有，所以你根本都不知道什么时候来聚会的。
And some would not even post their the timetable of the meetings so that you do not know when to come to meet.
那么不过有的时候呢，他们多多少用点圣经啊，让你知道说这是基督聚会的地方。
But sometimes they would use some verse in the Bible to show that this is a Christian gathering place.
那么有的时候他们就上面就写的 Jesus only.
And sometimes they will say Jesus only on the sign.
那你一看这个就是他们了，很清楚的。你看，只有他们是一面是基督徒，另一面呢，他们又不讲他们自己是谁，他们知道我们就是跟随主的。
And if you see that sign that says Jesus only, you know that it's them very clearly. Because they only want to talk about the Lord and not themselves.
但是慢慢慢他们开始骄傲了。
But slowly they became proud.
只有我们是教会，别人都不是。
Only we are the church, no one else.
只有我们是合乎神心意的，别人都不是。
Only we pleases the Lord, no one else does.
那弟兄姊妹，只有我们。
Only us.
那么神说，你们既然喜欢说是你们是你们，那么好的神就由他们一梦。
So since the Lord says you want to be the only one, then the Lord has a humor for them.
所以有一次，神就来了一阵台风，就送来一阵的台风。
And so therefore, one time a typhoon hits a place.
那个上面 Jesus only 是两个字，对不对？然后台风一吹啊，把 Jesus 前面三个字母就吹掉了。
And so it says Jesus only on the sign, and then when the typhoon came, the two letters was gone.
三个字母。
The first three letters was gone.
所以就是叫 us only.
And it became us only.
所以弟兄，只有我们是，你们不是说只有你们吗？现在神有你一默，你看只有，那你本来说是 Jesus only, 结果事实上变成 us only.
And since you said that you are the only one, so God has humor for them and show them that it's us only.
弟兄姊妹，菲勒提菲这条路是不会错的。
Brother and sister, this road for Philadelphia was not wrong.
走这条路的人会错。
But the one who walk on this way could be wrong.
你看你肉体是何等的狡猾。
Because the flesh is so tricky.
等到你以为我是富足的。
Until you felt that you are rich.
主，结果主说，其实你是贫穷、瞎眼、可怜的。
But the Lord says you are poor, wretched, and blind.
那这里有个危险，特别是菲拉贴菲教会的人有一个很大的危险。
And here there is a danger, especially those who want to walk in this way of
Philadelphia. 你说我是富足的。
You said that I'm rich.
但是主说你是瞎眼、贫穷、可怜。
But the Lord says you are poor, wretched, and blind.
你对自己的评价和主对你的评价不一样的。
What you have evaluated of yourself is different than what the Lord evaluated.
这个叫做什么
？What is this?
这叫做 obsession， 叫做着迷。
And this is called being obsessed.
你知道人会对自己着迷，人也会对自己的团体着迷。
You know, a man can be obsessed with himself and with his own organization.
那我团体 a group.
Your own group.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？今天这是特别走在腓立帖菲教会路上的一个很大的警惕。
So this is a great warning for those who want to walk in this way of the Philadelphia.
你看见第一代是略有一点力量，到了第四代还是略有一点力量。
You see that in the beginning, in the first generation, they have a little strength, and in the fourth generation, they still only have a little strength.
这是腓立帖菲的情形。
This is the condition of Philadelphia.
但是什么时候我们不小心的话
？But when we are not careful.
我们自我陶醉，我们觉得我们自己把自己放在宝座上，弟兄姊妹，我们已经着迷，对自己完全着迷。
When we became obsessed with ourselves, we put ourselves on the throne, and we are obsessed.
但是主说，你却是贫穷、瞎眼、可怜。
But the Lord says we are poor, wretched, and blind.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们再说，腓立帖菲教会。腓立帖菲教会给我们看是一条路。
So therefore we say again, the Philadelphia church gave us a way.
这是我们应当羡慕的。
It is something that we should admire.
除了这个之外没有路好走了。
Because other than this, there is no other way.
我们不能不冷不热，我们不能走老底家的路。
We cannot go on the way of Laodicea to be lukewarm.
我们不可能回到推拉推拉去。
We cannot go back to Thyatira.
我们也不可能回到撒底去。
We also could not go back to Sardis.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们看见我们从撒底那里接受了许许多多的宝贝。
From Sardis, we have received much treasure.
但是很可惜，好像没有到家，好像开个头没有最后的结尾一样。
But very regrettably, it started, but it did not have an end.
你看见今天我们所有看见所有的宝贝都是从那里开始的。
Today, all the treasure that we see started from there.
我们都是骑在他们的肩膀上看见的更清楚的。
We are riding on their shoulder to see it more clearly.
所以没有什么好骄傲的，弟兄。
So therefore, we have nothing to be proud of.
我们不过是小朋友，我们看不见花车游行，结果我们骑在爸爸妈妈的肩膀上看见就是了。
We are but a little child. We could not see the parade going by. So therefore, we sit on the shoulder of our parent to see something.
但是神所要的是神所要的是 fullness. 神所要的是最后达到他心目中的。
But what God wants is something of fullness. It's something that satisfies His heart.
所以感谢主，从十六世纪，你看见神已经开始做了荣耀恢复的工作。
We thank the Lord that in the 16th century, the Lord has already done His recovery work.
感谢主，借着马丁路德，借着加尔文，借着威斯利约翰等等，这许多爱主的弟兄姊妹。
By John Wesley, by Martin Luther, and by Calvin, God has done much recovery work.
但是我们相信主能做的主，但是弟兄姊妹，你看见主要的乃是完全。
But brother and sister, we know that the Lord wants the perfection.
主要的乃是我们能够得胜。
The Lord wants us to become overcomers.
所以很清楚，弟兄姊妹，你看见说腓立特腓教会，很明显的是合乎神心意的教会。
So very clearly, we see that the Philadelphia church is one that's after God's own heart.
但是当你从这个眼光来读这一段圣经的时候
，With this light to read this passage,
有一个难处就是你会对号入座，你会把自己以为到底我们的情形到底和圣经比，那么好像我们就是腓立特腓了。
And you will start to try to compare yourself to the Philadelphia church and to see whether you are Philadelphia or not.
但是其实不是这样子的。
But truly, it is not like that.
弟兄姊妹，是主说我已经爱你了，这是才算数的。
It is when the Lord says, "I have loved you." This would count.
主说你有了冠冕才是算数。
When the Lord says you have the crown, then it counts.
所以因为这个缘故
，For this reason,
我们就要更深入来看到底腓立特腓的特点在哪里。
We will look further more into the way of the Philadelphia.
我想腓立特腓弟兄相爱这个特点，弟兄姊妹很熟悉，我们不需要再花很多时间去复习它。
I think that the speciality of their brotherly love in Philadelphia church is something that brother and sister are very familiar with. I don't need to talk about.
因着时间的缘故，我想我今天早上只提及一点就可以了。
And because of time constraint, I will only mention one point.
那我想这一类的书很多的。
And I felt that many books have been written about this.
我怕弟兄姊妹能从书本里面得着帮助。
And I hope brother and sister will gain help from other books.
实在说来，这一方面实在是大家已经很熟悉、很熟悉了。
And truly speaking, brother and sister are very familiar with this.
那不过因着复习的缘故，所以我们今天早晨限于时间，我们只注意它一个点，很重要的点，常常是被我们忽略了。
And very often, we would neglect that one point, but because of we are reviewing today, we will mention that.
那我特别提醒弟兄姊妹，就是这里告诉我们说，那撒旦议会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要使他们来在你脚前下拜。
Here in verse 9 says, Indeed, I will make those who are Satan, synagogue of Satan, who said they are Jews and are not, but lied. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet.
也使他们知道，你看，是他们知道。我是已经爱你了。
And to know that I have loved you, it is for them to know that I have loved you.
那我想这个是非常重要的一个重点。
And I think this is a very important point.
其实腓立特腓有很多的重点，但是我想限于时间，我们今天早上特别注意这一点。
And in actuality, there's many points in Philadelphia we need to know, but because of time constraint, we only mention this one.
你看见七个教会里面，腓立特腓跟士每拿是非常非常像。
And in the seven churches, you see that Philadelphia is very similar to Smyrna.
一个在教会历史已经过去了。
One is already passed in the church history.
一个呢是一直要等到主回来。
And the other one is waiting until the Lord's return.
你看见一个是贫穷的，另外一个是略有一点力量的。
One is poor, and the other one has a little strength.
那士每拿讲到冠冕，你腓立特腓也讲到冠冕。
In Smyrna, it talks about the crown, and in Philadelphia, it talks about the crown.
你注意这两个教会。
Pay attention to these two things.
你会发现他们的难处在哪里。
Find out what is the difficulty.
他们难处是一样的难处。
Their difficulty is the same.
士每的难处是犹太人，腓立特腓的难处也是犹太人。
The difficulty of the Smyrna was the Jews, and in Philadelphia it's the same trouble.
那撒旦议会的原文是那撒旦的会堂 ，synagogue of Satan。
And the synagogue of Satan is their trouble.
那你看见吗，弟兄姊妹，在这里给我们看见，这里讲到犹太人乃是和犹太教才发生关系，因为会堂和犹太教是连在一起的。
And here, when we're talking about the Jews, we're talking about the Judaism, and because the synagogue has something to do with the Judaism.
所以士每拿教会的难处乃是犹太人。
So therefore, the difficulty of Smyrna is the Jews.
你看士每拿的教会主怎么说？他说：“你知道那自称是犹太人所说的毁谤话，其实他们不是犹太人，那是撒旦议会的人。”
And
那第九节。
Okay, I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich, and I know that the blasphemy of those who said that they are Jews and they are not, but are synagogue of Satan.
所以很明显，这里犹太人乃是指犹太教说的。
And very clearly, we see that these Jews are talking about the Jews in the Judaism.
主说他们自称是犹太人。
They say the Lord says they call themselves Jews.
但是主说其实他们不是犹太人。
But the Lord says they are not.
弟兄们不要忘记，在第一个世纪的时候。
Brother and sister, don't forget, in the first century,
在士美拿当教会兴起来的时候
in Smyrna, when the church was raised up,
最给他们难为的就是那些犹太教里面的人
And those who give them the most difficulty are those who are in the Judaism.
那么他们说了许多毁谤的话
They said many things to blaspheme.
而这个撒旦议会指着 synagogue of Satan 说的，你看见吗？
And the synagogue of Satan.
那么这些犹太教里面的犹太人主说他们不是犹太人。
And these Jews who are in the synagogue of Satan, the Lord says they are not Jews.
他们自己说他们是犹太人。
They call themselves Jews.
那这是非常严肃的事情。
And this is a very solemn matter.
那么现在回到了腓立帖也是这样。
And now we go to Philadelphia, it's the same thing.
那撒旦议会的就第九节，那撒旦议会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要使他们来在你脚前下拜。
Indeed, I will make those who are Satan, the synagogue of Satan, who said they are Jews and are not, but lied. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet.
现在你明白腓立帖腓特点在哪里
Now you know what is a special point about Philadelphia.
腓立帖腓只要存在一天，你看见他的难处，他的逼迫，一定是从有一般的人来的。
And you know that as long as Philadelphia exists, their difficulty will come from one group of people.
但是神说。我要让他们来在你脚前下拜。
I will indeed make them come and worship before your feet.
他们给你最多的痛苦。
They gave you the most difficulty.
他们给你最多的难为。
And they gave you the most pain.
他们带来最多的误会。
They bring the most misunderstanding.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
有一天他要来到你面前下拜。
One day they will come.To bow down and worship.
如果你真的是主的，如果腓立帖腓真是合乎神的见证的话
，If Philadelphia truly is one that satisfies God's testimony，
那些批评的人有一天没有话说
，And those who criticize one day they will be
那天攻击的人有一天要没有话说
，The people who attack will have nothing to say anymore。
不是因为你攻击回去
，It's not because you attack back。
不是，那是因为你的见证。
It is because of your testimony.
到了一种的情形
Until one point.
我要使他们来在你脚前下，不光不再逼迫，不光不再说谎，不光不再毁谤，而且要来到你面前下拜。
And it says that I will make them. Not only they will not persecute, they will not blaspheme, they will not attack. They will come and worship.
他们最藐视的一般人
the people that they despise.
他们最看不上的一般人
the people that they do not look.
现在他们要肃然起敬，他们要佩服他们。
And now they want to worship before them.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
佩服他们，佩服。
They will respect them.
那么，然后下面怎么说呢
？And later on, what it says.
也使他们知道。
And also let them know.
弟兄姊妹，这一点很重要。
This is very important.
主爱腓立帖腓，我们都知道。
The Lord loves Philadelphia, as we know that.
但是主说这句话告诉我们说，主特别要让那些为难他、攻击他、反对他、毁谤他的人，要让他们知道。
But the Lord said this to let those people who oppose them, to blaspheme them, the one who attacked them, to know that the Lord loved them.
我已经爱他们了，我已经爱你了。
I have already loved you.
我不光拣选你
，Not only I chose you.
不光呼召你
，Not only call you.
乃是爱你
，But love you.
主当初的的确确拣选那些犹太人。
In the beginning, the Lord truly did choose the Jews.
但是主说我已经爱你了。
But the Lord says, I have loved you.
那这是腓立帖腓的特点。
This is the special point of Philadelphia.
我盼望弟兄姊妹能把它紧紧地抓住了。
And I want brothers and sisters to hold fast to this.
那无论是从属灵的教训来看
，No matter from the standpoint of the spiritual teaching.
无论从预言的亮光来看。
Or from the light of the prophecy.
那现在我们要问，到底这些犹太教是怎么回事
？Well, now we want to ask who are these the synagogue of Satan?
这是不是指着今天？如果是指着我们今天的话
，But if we're talking about today,
那是不是指着今天我们在这里要受犹太人的逼迫来说的
？It is talking about here. We will receive a persecution from the Jews.
不是的，这是预言的话。
It is not because this is the word of prophecy.
不是的，因为腓立帖腓乃是代表性的教会。
It's not because Philadelphia it is a representation.
所以这里的犹太教是一个很重要的原则。
And so therefore this the synagogue of Satan it is a important principle.
或者这里犹太教 Judaism 事实上
Judaism
是一个原则，是一个 principle.
And the Judaism is talking about one principle.
那么为什么教会这个为什么非了为什为什么这个 Judaism 或者为什么犹太人会成为一个难处呢？
Why would Judaism become or the Jews become a problem?
弟兄姊妹，你去读你的圣经。
Brother and sister, go read your Bible.
你发现说，自从教会诞生以后。
You realize when the church was born, since the church is born,
给教会最大最大难处的
the one who gives the church the most problem.
你看见有一些人，他们是信了主耶稣了
Some because they believe in the Lord.
但是他们举犹太那个根非常非常的深
But the root of Judaism is very deep.
所以你看见加拉太的教会，那难处在哪里？就是那些犹太人。
The Galatian church, their difficulty is also with the Jews.
他们说我们今天可以从圣灵入门，但是我们可以从肉体来成全。
And they said that we can enter in by the spirit, but we want to finish by the flesh.
Perfected
by the flesh.
意思就是说，我们信，我们如果今天我们要得救，我们就要相信就可以从圣灵入门。
And that is to say, if they want to be saved, they need to believe, and that is to enter in with the Holy Spirit.
但如果我们要长大的话，我们就应该遵守律法。
And if we want, but then if we want to be mature and grow up, we need to keep the law.
弟兄姊妹，如果你能成全律法，那就是凭着我们肉体来成全。
If you want to accomplish the law, then you need to do it by your flesh.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是犹太人给加拉太教会的难处。
And these are the difficulty that the Jews gave to the church in Galatia.
那弟兄姊妹，你如果读加拉太书，我想这个再清楚不过了。
Brother and sister, if you read Galatians, you would understand.
你看见教会一点都不错，在神的恩典中长进。
And truly, the church is growing in the grace of the Lord.
但是你看见那个教会，那个你看很明显的那个犹太的影子仍旧在那里。
But very clearly, the shadow of the Judaism is still there.
那不光如此，我想如果你读加拉太书，我想够清楚了。
And if you read Galatians, you will understand very
clearly. 你看见连彼得都作假的。
And even Peter would do false.
所以我们看得很清楚，你看见为着福音真理的缘故。
You see very clearly for the sake of the gospel.
那福音真理是什么意思？
What is the truth of the gospel?
福音真理就是福音，是神的福音，不光是释放了我们。
And that is to say that the gospel of God, not only he released us.
而且叫我们永远是得着释放。
And he caused us to be free forever.
We are free and remain free. 就是我们 stay free. 我们不光是得着释放，而且我们永远得着释放。
We are free and we remain free.
我们不能一开始因着福音我们得着释放，结果我们又受了律法的捆绑。
We cannot be free by the gospel and then we were bound by the flesh, bound by the law.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见罗马书跟加拉太书不同在哪里？
And what is the difference between the book of Romans and Galatians?
连罗马两本书都是讲到因信称义。
Both books are talking about to be justified by faith.
只要就是罗马书给我们看因信称义。
And the Romans tells us to be justified by faith.
但是白那个加拉太书给我们看见白白的称义。
And Galatians tells us we are
justify freely.
We justify freely.
意思什么意思呢？就是说，今天你得救了，不是只要相信，不光相信你就可以得救了。
And that is to say that you only have to believe, then you are saved.
但是不是相信再加上工作
？But it is not belief upon that you add on work.
不是相信再加上眼泪。
It is not belief and then you add on your tears.
这就是加拉太告诉我们。
This is what Galatians tells us.
你开始是相信，一辈子都是相信。
When you start, you believe, and then your whole life you need to believe.
你是因信称义，结果你也是因信称上。
And it's because of faith that you are justified. So therefore, you by faith you'll be perfected.
灵的地位。
In the beginning, you're in the stand on the spirit.
你一路上都是灵的地位。
The whole way you will stand on the spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，零 zero.
You stand on the position of zero.
所以在这里，我想我们看得很清楚。
And here we see it very clear.
你看，如果你读教会的历史
，Here we read the church history.
特别读到书信的时候
，Especially when we read about the epistle,
你就会看见说，给教会最大的难处的，从福音真理角度来看
，Those who give the church the most difficulty from the truth standpoint.
从哪里来呢？是从犹太教来的。
It came from the Judaism.
那你记不记得保罗最后一次到了耶路撒冷？
You know the last time when Paul went to Jerusalem.
然后我们知道说，在那里耶路撒冷的教会的柱石就是雅各。
And there at the at the church in Jerusalem,
one of the pillars.
One of the pillars is James.
那么雅各，你记得保罗到了那里以后，当然就把神在外邦人怎样工作就报告给弟兄们。
So Paul will report to them what the Lord has done in all the other places.
然后你听雅各怎么说。
Listen to what James says.
他说你看我们在耶路撒冷信主的好几万。
And here we have in Jerusalem many thousands of people believe in the Lord.
所以现在不是几千啊，是好几万啊。
And many tens of thousands believe in the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，你一定觉得很高兴，是不是？
So you feel very joyful, isn't it?
最早120个人。
In the beginning, it was only 120.
后来3120个人。
And later on, it was 3,120. And later on, 8,120. And now, many tens of thousands. And everybody believed in the Lord, isn't that good? But James added,
他说, 各个都为律法热心。
And everyone was zealous for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
law, for the law.
Law. 既然各个都是为着律法热心,
everyone is zealous for the law.
那么我要问问，这个是基督教呢，还是犹太教
？And now we want to ask, is this Christianity or is this Judaism?
这是福音呢，这还是犹太教
？Is this the gospel or is it Judaism?
你看见吗？难怪那个时候，你看见许多以色列人、许多犹太人认为说，这些信耶稣的人不过是犹太教里面的一支，就是 one branch。
And therefore, many Israelites thought that these Christian are just one branch of Judaism.
那如果你是和犹太教里面不过是里面一个支的话
，If you are only one branch in Judaism，
等到大逼迫的时候
，When the great persecution comes，
为什么？因为罗马皇帝说他自己是神
，Because the Roman Emperor says that he is God。
每一个人都应该向罗马王都向教都应该向罗马皇帝敬拜。
And everyone needs to worship the Roman Emperor。
那么现在犹太人发生难处了。
And now the Jews has a problem.
犹太人只敬拜神，不敬拜皇，不敬拜别的偶像的。
And the Jews would only worship God, and they would not worship any
other. 所以你能想象说犹太人一定受逼迫的。
So the Jews would always be persecuted.
但你读历史不是这么回事。
But you see, the history wasn't like this.
因为在第一个世纪的时候，特别在 Julius Caesar 或者在 Augustus， 在奥古斯都或者是Julius Caesar 那个时候他们做皇帝的时候。
When, especially at the time when Julius Caesar was emperor,
还有 Augustus,
and Augustus.
那么结果你会发现，你结果你发现说，这些犹太人是皇帝的好朋友。
And you see that these the Jews in the Judaism is a good friend with the emperor.
所以皇帝下一个命令。
So the emperor said, gave a decree.
所有的人都应该拜偶像，都应该拜皇帝的。
And everyone need to worship the emperor.
但是我们尊重犹太教。
But we honor the Judaism.
他们只向他们的神敬拜。
They only worship their God.
所以因为这个缘故，犹太教不受逼迫的。
So because of that reason, the Judaism was not persecuted.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果今天基督的福音是寄生在犹太教里面的话
，So today, if the gospel of Christ it is coexists with the Judaism.
寄生
it's a parasite.
寄生虫 something like that.Yeah.
If it is a parasite on Judaism,
这意思就是说，如果这个所谓的福音是在犹太教的保护伞底下的话
，and that is to say, it is under the protection of the Judaism.
如果它只是犹太教中的一支的话
，if it only is a branch in Judaism,
那弟兄姊妹没有教会受逼迫这件事情。
There is no persecution for the church.
那为什么教会受逼迫呢
？But why does the church was persecuted?
那就迟早有一天有人要看见。
Because one day people will see.
教会和犹太教是完全不一样的。
The church is completely different than the Judaism.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果今天我们要走腓立特腓的路的话
，So brother and sister, today if we want to walk in the way of Philadelphia,
人在我们身上看不见犹太教。
People cannot see Judaism on us.
但什么时候你只要有犹太教的影子
，But whenever you have the shadow of the Judaism,
你看见立刻你就是安全的。
And immediately we became safe.
所以我们要明白，我们要明白为什么主在腓立特腓对腓立特腓教会讲这，为什么主对腓立特腓教会讲这些的话。
So we need to understand why the Lord say this to the church in Philadelphia.
你知道保罗是一个坚守真理的人。
You know Paul is one who hold fast the truth.
他为着福音真理，他敢抵挡彼得。
And for the truth of the gospel, he can go against Peter.
你觉得彼得保罗是一个有原则的人？
You see that Paul is one with principle.
但是弟兄们,
But brothers,
那个时候，在这一班这个跟随主的人，他们当初是犹太人，他们那个旧的观念在里面可以说根深蒂固的。
But these people who has been who follow the Lord, the Judaism is very deeply rooted in them.
所以现在保罗被误会了，因为很明显，他给我们保罗被误会，因为他坚持福音真理。
And now Paul was misunderstood because he hold fast the truth of the gospel.
所以现在就给现在这个 James 雅各就有个建议了。那么这样好了，你不要去，就是你现在要表明说你不是这样子的。
And so now James has a suggestion. He said that you want to show that you are not like that, like what you think.
所以就劝保罗去许愿，然后带着另外四个许愿的人到圣殿里面去等候祭司献祭。
And so therefore, he asked Paul to go to the temple to make an oath and bring four people with him to make the oath.
因为这样的话，全世界都知道。
So by now, then the whole world will know.
你看见有所谓的这一班的人乃是犹太教中的一支，你看见吗？
Then the whole world will see that these people are just a branch of the Judaism.
那么这样的话，你看你不会受反对了，因为你根本就是其中的一支而已。
And this by this way, you will not be opposed because you are just part of them.
所以现在如果保罗这样做的话，很明显保罗放弃了他福音的真理。
And if Paul do this, then he would let go of the spiritual, the gospel truth.
我们看见保罗的确是软弱了。
And we see that Paul has been weakened.
所以他在这等祭司来献祭的时候。
So while he was waiting for the priest to come,
神不能够等下去。
God could not wait anymore.
在这件事情上，弟兄姊妹，神不能等下去。
On this matter, God would not wait anymore.
如果等下去的话，福音没有了。
If you wait anymore, the gospel will be ended.
等下去的话，教会没有了。
If you wait anymore, the church will end.
教会根本就是犹太教嘛。
Because the church will become Judaism.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
Brother and sister, do
you understand? 犹太教有长老，所以现在他们也有长老。
The Judaism has the elders, so therefore now you will have elders.
教会里有会堂，所以你看他们自然也在所罗门廊下来聚集。
Judaism would have the synagogue, so now you will gather under the hall of Solomon.
他们觉得好像什么东西都可以旧约接过来一样。
Everything you can bring over from the Old Testament.
他们弄错了一件事。
But they made a mistake.
他们忘记了主的话。
They forgot the Lord, the words of the Lord.
新酒只能装在新皮袋里面。
The new wine can only be put in the new wine bag.
新酒不能装在旧皮袋里面。
The new wine cannot be put in the old wine bag.
旧皮袋就是犹太教。
The old wine bag is Judaism.
不管旧皮袋有多好。
No matter how good the old wine bag is.
但是你装新皮袋非炸掉不可的。
If you put new wine in it, it will erupt.
这个两个东西不可能同时并存的。
These two things cannot be existing together.
所以只有新啤酒装在新皮袋里才可以的。
Only the new wine can go into the new wine bag.
新皮袋全部是新的。
In the new wine bag, everything is new.
你看不见旧皮袋的影子。
You do not see the shadow of the old wine bag.
今天新皮袋和旧皮袋有什么相干呢？
Today, what does the new wine bag have to do with the old wine bag?
今天福音和犹太教有什么相干？
Today, what does the gospel have to do with the Judaism?
但是你看见吗？这些门徒们，这些跟随，包括雅各在里面，因为那个时候福音的光不是那么清楚的缘故。
But because of like the disciple like James, because of the light of the gospel is not so clear at that time.
他们做了多少年的犹太人？
And so many years they were Jews.
那个观念一直深深地印在他们里面。
That concept was deeply rooted in them.
他们得到了新酒了，高兴得不得了。
They have a new wine. They are so happy.
他们还试着用旧瓶来去装旧皮袋去装那个新瓶新酒。
They used the old wine bag to try to hold the new wine.
连保罗差一点也卷进去。
And even Paul was almost was involved in it.
结果主说不能，不行。
The Lord says,
"This will not be." 那么清楚的保罗，如果在这里也这样妥协的话，那没有教会，没有福音的。
If Paul, who know the truth so much, are still compromising this way, there will be no more gospel, no more church.
结果保罗就上了锁链。
So therefore, Paul was in chain.
感谢主。
Thank you.
因着那次保罗受监禁。
But because that time Paul was in chain.
现在我们能回到神的旨意。
Now we can go back into the will of God.
新酒一定要装在新皮袋。
New wine must be in the new wine bag.
不管旧皮袋，不管这个旧皮袋有多少千年的历史。
No matter how much history does the old wine bag.
你知道人为什么喜欢 tradition?
You know why people like tradition?
因为 tradition 代表叫你觉得 safe， 叫你觉得平安。
Because tradition gives you a peace, a
叫你觉得非常安全 ，security.
Give you security.
所以弟兄姊妹，就是肉体来说，人当然喜欢旧皮袋的。
So according to your flesh, you would like the old wine bag.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
当我们的主把保罗的手监禁起来以后
，When the Lord has bind the hands of Paul.
当他被放在罗马监狱里面。
When he was put in the Roman prison.
好像一切都没完了，一切都没有了。
As if everything has ended.
就在那个时候。
At that time.
你看见保罗看见了以弗所的异象。
And that, at that time, he saw the vision of a vision.
他看见教会乃是基督的身体。
He saw that the church is the body of Christ.
他现在发现一个器皿。
Now he found a vessel.
那个器皿是宇宙那么大。
And this vessel is as big as the universe.
犹太人讲到弥赛亚国最多是地球那么大。
And when the and when the Jews talking about the messianic kingdom is
on a globe, it's on a global.
It's only global as big as the
earth.
但
是教会那是 universal.
But the church is universal.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你看见只有这么大的器皿
，only a such a great vessel
需要一个宇宙人
，it need a universal man
才能够盛装基督的丰满
，and he can contain the fullness of Christ.
弟兄姊妹。犹太人的梦就是有一天从日出之地到日落之地到日出之地到日落之地你看见神的荣耀充满整个的大地
The dream of the Jews is for the Lord's glory to fill the place where the sun rises to the sun sets
但是保罗所给我们看见的
But what Paul shows us
教会乃是基督的身体
That the church is the body of Christ
我们的主是真葡萄树我们都是枝
Our Lord is a great, is the true vine, and we are the branches.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要看见，就是幸好保罗的手被监禁了。现在你看见说，教会根本不是犹太教。
So it's because Paul's hand was bound. That's for that. That's why we know today that the church is the body of Christ.
当他写信给以弗所教会的时候
，When he wrote the letter epistle to Ephesians,
那封信也传到腓立太腓。
And that. That letter also went to Philadelphia.
那封信也很自然地传到要亚细亚一带的众教会。
And naturally, it was passed on through the churches in Asia Minor.
大家清楚了。
Now, brothers and sisters, know.
教会不是犹太教的一支。
And the church is not a branch of
Judaism. 教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
是一个属天的器皿。
It is a heavenly vessel.
乃是一个新的皮带。
It is a new wine bag.
皮带大的一个地步有宇宙那么大。
The wine bag is so great, it's as big as this universe.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这实在是太荣耀了。
This is so glorious.
保罗所看见弟兄姊妹如就是因着这个看见。
And because Paul has this understanding.
现在教会不会走犹太教的路。
Now the church will not walk in the way of the Judaism.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
We thank the Lord.
如果你真的走这条路的
，If you truly walk in this way，
现在好像你离弃了他们
，And now as if you have forsaken them，
现在好像他们传关乎保罗的一切的事情，好像都是真的一样
，And now whatever they said about Paul seems to be right。
你看见那个逼迫当然就来到
，And of course the persecution come right away。
但是更重要的一点
，But more importantly，
你知道这件事情
，Because of this matter，
在教会历史里面
，In the history of the church，
你看你很稀奇啊
，It's very strange。
人就是喜欢传统。
Man likes tradition.
你看，不管怎么样，人就喜欢犹太教。
And no matter what, men's like Judaism.
所以等到教会，特别到了别加摩教会的时候。
And especially when you gone to the church of Pergamum.
一面你看见教会不光是世界化了。
And not only you see that the churches became worldly.
而且你看见教会犹太教化了。
And you also see the church became Judaized.
那这怎么可能？这怎么回事？怎么可能这样子的呢？
How can this happen?
所以弟兄姊妹说来说去，你看见教会又回到犹太教去了，你看见吗？
And no matter what you say, the church has gone back into Judaism.
所以我们的主怎么说呢？
So what did the Lord say?
他说，你们这你有告这个告诉犹太人中间有拉比。
And among the Jews, they have the rabbis.
但是你们中间不可以这样。
And the Lord says, among you, you should not be like that.
为什么？因为我们的主知道。有一天教会要回到犹太教去。
And the reason is because the Lord knows that the church wants to go back into Judaism.
我们的主说这个世界有君王管辖他们。
And the Lord says, in this world, you have the king to rule over you.
主说你们不可以这样。
But among you, not so.
为什么？我们老早知道。
Because the Lord knew long ago.
有一天教会要回到世界。
One day, the Lord wants to go back, the church wants to go back to the world.
他告诉我们整个教会历史就是这样一部的历史。
And the Lord shows us that the history of the church is such a history.
一面教会 paganized 世界化了。
And on one hand, the church became paganized.
你看，许多东西本来是异教的东西，就跑到教会里面来了。
Many things that was in the pagan religion now came into the church.
那现在不止如此，整个的教会犹太教化了。
And not only that, the church became Judaized.
就说你们中间不可以如此，为什么？
The Lord says, among you, not so. Why is that?
都是弟兄。
Because you are brothers.
你们是 Philadelphia.
You are Philadelphia.
你们应当弟兄彼此相爱。
You should love one another.
在你们中间不应该有犹太教的光景，不应该有世界的光景。
Among you, you should not have the condition of the world. You should not have the condition of Judea.
到了推亚推拉，你看见整个的教会变成一个国家了。
And now, when you go into the church of Thyatira, you see that the whole church became a nation.
现在 the head of the church become 变成教皇了，你看变成一个皇帝了。
And now the head of the church became a pope. He is the emperor.
所以让我们看得很清楚，整个教会的故事一直到今天，你若仔细来看的话，很细节。一面是教会世界化了，一面是教会犹太教化了。
And so if we go through the history, we see it very clearly. On one hand, the church became paganized, and on the other hand, the church became Judaized.
那怎么回事呢？
So what is happening?
那原来就是等到我大概到了别加摩教会的时候。
And especially, maybe it's at the time of Pergamos.
那么那个时候有人发觉得圣经里面的长老是多数的。
And someone has found that the elders mentioned in the Bible is plural.
这个 bishop, 这个监督 overseers, 监督也是多数的。
And the overseers also plural.
但那个时候慢慢有一个理论，觉得他慢慢有，这不是圣经说的，这是他们说的。他们说呢，其实呢，这个长老上面，许多长老上面应该有个长老长。
And so, this is not from the Bible, but they felt that on top of all the elders, they should have an elder's elder.
那么这个长老长就是监督。
And this elder's elder is a overseer?
Yeah, 就是监督，就是监督。
And this person will be the...
他们说的 bishop.
This will be a bishop.
所以你知道罗马教会向来我如果没有记错，不知道是68个长老还是86个长老，我忘记了。反正是很多很多的长老在罗马教会最早的时候。
And in the very early times, in the Roman Catholic, they have maybe 68 bishops among them.
那结果最后变成一个 bishop, 一个 bishop 就出来了。
And then at the end, one bishop came out.
那么一个 bishop 下面有多少个长老，可能有这么多的长老。
And under one bishop, there's many bishops.
那么如果你进到
many elders.
如果你进到 basilica, 进到大会堂里面去的话。
And now when you go into the basilica.
那么那些长老和那个 bishop, 那个就长老长坐在什么地方呢？
So where would these bishop and the elder sit?
就坐在后面半圆的那个形状那里面有一圈的，你看见？那么这长老长就坐在中间，其他通通是长老坐在那里。
And the elder would sit in the half dome circle, and the bishop would sit in the middle.
那么他们认为说，每次波比纪念主的时候。
And they felt that every time when they break the bread to remember the Lord,
谁应该祝福这个饼和杯呢？
Who should bless this cup and the bread?
那么应该是长老长，应该是监督 bishop 来祝福这个饼和。
And it should be the bishop who should bless the bread and the cup.
所以从那个时候开始。
And from that time on,
你看见每次波饼聚会的时候，不是像我们现在这样，不是像圣经当初一样，你看见有一个人起来就站在中间，他们祝福那个饼和那个杯。
And it's not, when they break the bread, it is not like what we do today. They have someone who stand up, and then they will bless the cup and the bread.
那这个饼代表主的身体，这个杯代表主的血。
And this bread is representing the body of the Lord, and the cup represents the blood of the Lord.
我们主很明显是一个 sacrifice, 是个祭物在神的面前。
And very clearly, the Lord, it is a sacrifice before the Lord.
那结果他们说，既然拿个饼和杯代表 sacrifice 的话。
And they say, since this represents the sacrifice,
那么献祭这个人就当然是祭司了。
So the person who make the sacrifice would be the priest.
所以犹太教有祭司，对不对？
So in Judaism, you have a priest.
到了后来，你看见基督教教会里也有祭司了。
And later on, now you have another priest in the Christianity.
结果他们穿的衣服和犹太教祭司衣服很类似，很类似的。
So then the clothes that they wear is very similar to the Judaism priest.
所以现在不光是有了祭物了，而且这个献祭的人当然就变成祭司了。
And not only you have the sacrifice now, you have the person who offered the sacrifice, which is the priest.
那本来饼和杯是放在桌子上的。
And originally the bread and the cup is putting on the table.
那如果祭物放在桌子上，那个桌子自然就变成祭坛了。
So since this is a sacrifice, whatever is put on became the altar.
那这个桌子变成祭坛，变成 altar.
So the table became altar.
那我们的祭物是放在祭坛上，所以这个饼杯放在桌子上，那么祭物放在祭坛上，所以呢，饼杯等于祭物。那么好了，现在那个桌子就变成祭坛了。
Since the sacrifice is put on the altar, and this bread and this cup is put on the table, so therefore the bread and the cup represent the sacrifice, and the table represent the altar.
所以你来聚会的时候，你看见有一个 altar 在那里。
So when you come to the meeting, you see that there's an altar.
那么那些坐在最里面的，可以说他们来到 sanctuary， 他们来到圣所了。
And when those who sit in the back, they gone into this holy place.
因为你看这些人是最圣洁的，与主最亲近的。
Because these are the people who are closest to the Lord. They are the most holy.
那么想想看，一个大的建筑里面。
Think about this in a great building.
你从外面进去进到大厅。
When you go into the hall.
然后你来到那个 altar.
And you come to the altar.
你看见有个祭司在那里递把饼杯递给大家。
And you see that there's a priest there and spread the bread and
cup for everyone. 然后你再进去，你看见好像很圣洁的地方。
And you go in further and you see a holy place.
所以大家就称那个叫做 sanctuary， 半圆的那个叫 sanctuary， 叫做圣所。
And so everybody called that half dome a shape called the sanctuary.
那么在圣所前面有祭坛。
And in front of the sanctuary there's an altar.
那么你和旧约比较一下的话。
If you compare with the Old Testament.
那么整个的 basilica 当然就变成 temple， 变成祭，变成变成圣殿了。
This whole basilica became a temple.
所以来到圣殿你要安静才可以。
So when you come into the temple, you must be quiet.
你到犹太的圣殿，那在耶路撒冷。
When you go to the Jewish temple, it's in Jerusalem.
现在我们也有圣殿。
Today we also have a temple.
现在你来到聚会里面。
And now when you come into the meeting,
就好像旧约的有以色列人来到圣殿一样。
It's like the Old Testament Jewish, Israelites going to the temple.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看得很清楚。那么好了，来到一起，那现在擘饼纪念主，现在你就要看一看，就望弥撒，就是看一看就可以了。
And so when you break the bread to remember the Lord, all you have to do is look at the map.
然后你看见有祭司在那里祝福饼和杯。
And you have the priest there blessing the cup and the bread.
弟兄姊妹，
Brother and sister,
你看见教会很自自然然的就犹太教。
And very naturally, the church became Judaized.
犹太教的特点在哪里？
What is the Judaism special thing? Three things.
三样东西。
Three things.
第一就是圣殿。
The first is the temple.
第二是祭司。
Secondly, it's the priest.
第三就是律法。
The third is the law.
你如果读教会历史的话，
If you read the church history,
你看见一直教会演变到今天。
The church has evolved until today.
无论是推亚推拉，无论是撒底。
No matter it's Tyrus or Sardis,
一直到今天
until today,
你都能看见那个影子。
You can still see that shadow.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and sisters,
主呼召腓立帖腓的时候，
when the Lord calls for Philadelphia,
主怎么说呢？
What did the Lord say?
你没有弃绝我，你遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。
You have kept my word, and you have not denied my name.
那撒旦议会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，那说谎话的。我要使他们来在你脚前下拜。
Indeed, I will make those who are synagogue of Satan, who said they are Jews and are not, but lied. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet.
如果你相信新酒真的装在新皮袋里，
If you believe the new wine should be in the new wine bag,
旧皮袋一定要反对你。
The old wine bag will be against you.
你一定要经过许多的误会。
You will go through many misunderstandings.
但是不要紧。
But no matter.
如果你真的向主忠心的话，
If you are truly faithful to the Lord,
迟早有一天他们要佩服你。
One day they will honor you.
迟早有一天他要尊重你的。
One day they will honor you.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为主做一个见证。
Because the Lord made a testimony.
我是已经爱你。
I have loved you.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
让我们记得。
Please remember.
腓立帖腓乃是遵行，乃是这个，腓立帖腓乃是要讨主的喜悦的。
Philadelphia wants to please the Lord.
所以你看见犹太教在他们中间一点的地位都没有。
So therefore, you see, Judaism has no position in them.
但是不要忘记，
but don't forget,
在教会里面已经在教会历史里面有的已经回到犹太教去了。
In the church history, some has already gone back to Judaism.
所以很多人到今天。来到聚会的地方，还是觉得好像到圣殿一样。
So many people when they come to the meeting, they felt that they have gone into the temple.
那个观念太深太深了。
Because that concept is too deep.
为什么哥德式的建筑是又高又为什么那么高呢？
Why is the Gothic building so high?
因为你一进去的时候，
Because when you first go in,
那个光线不是很亮的。
That light is not very bright.
那只有一个地方好像可以看到天一样。
It's only one place where you can see heaven.
所有的建筑是又高又大，你自己非常渺小。
And the buildings are very, very great, and you feel very, very small.
因为你来到这个聚会的地方。
Because you come to the meeting place.
就好像来到圣殿一样。
As if you come into the temple.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and
sisters, 很清楚的。
Very clearly.
两千年来。
2000 years.
不管你看见，不管是推亚推拉、沙迪也好。
No matter it's Tyrus or Sardis.
一直到今天
Until today.
好像没有把这个脱干净
They did not shed this clearly.
你我如果不小心的话
If you and I are not careful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们已经看见过已经很多事情已经发生了
Many things have happened, we have seen.
我们年轻一代根本不明白这是怎么一回事。
Our younger brother and sister probably do not know what is going on.
什么叫做腓立比的道路
？What is the way of the Philadelphians?
在这里看不见，看不见巴比伦的影子。
Here we cannot see the shadow of Babylon.
我们看见我们教会乃是葡萄树。
We see that the church is the grapevine.
经得起地震。
And can withstand the earthquake.
我们看不见芥菜种所变起来的大树。
We do not see the great tree that was come from the mustard seed.
这里找不到巴比伦的影子。
We do not see the shadow of Babylon.
这里也找不到犹太教的影子。
We do not see the shadow of Judaism.
这里找不到传统的影子。
We do not see the shadow of the tradition.
你看教会每一天来到主的面前。
And every day when the church come before the Lord.
他的启示是新鲜。
Her revelation is new.
连她的做法也是新鲜的。
The way she do things is new.
弟兄姊妹，你看见这是叫腓立比的特点。
This is the special characteristic of Philadelphia.
主给我们看见。
May the Lord show us.
主说他拿着大卫的钥匙。
The Lord says he holds the key of David.
开了就没有人能关。
When he opens, no one will shut.
关了就没有人能关。
If he shut, no one shall open.
我们没有时间去仔细来看这是怎么一回事。
We do not have time to look into this.
但是我们晓得。
But we know.
你知道大卫的钥匙。
The key of David.
就给我们看见。
It shows us.
大卫起初他是逃难的。
That in the beginning he was one who was a refugee.
然后他坐在宝座上。
But then he sat on the throne at the end.
今天天国是隐藏的。
Today the kingdom of heaven is hidden.
人不知道我们的主已经是王了。
People do not know that our Lord is already king.
我们这些人是跟随大卫在旷野漂流。
We had people who follow David to sojourn in the wilderness.
当有一天，主回来的时候
，When one day, but when the Lord comes,
那就是大卫登上宝座的时候。
It is when David go sat on the throne.
但是弟兄姊妹，虽然那个国度还没有来到
，Although that kingdom is not here,
但是天国的时机已经在这里。
The reality of the heavenly kingdom.
我们的主就拿着大卫的钥匙。
Our Lord holds the key of David.
弟兄姊妹。今天我们已经在王的宫中了。
Today we are already in the temple of the Lord.
你要旧约里面大卫的钥匙是放在肩膀上的。
And the key of David was put on his shoulder.
然后你看哪一个门就打开，哪一个门就打开，哪个门就打开。
Whatever door he sees, he will just use it to open.
一打开，你就看见整个王宫里面的荣耀和宝藏。
When you open it, you see the treasure and the glory in the temple of the palace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brother and sister,
我们的主，他只要拿着那钥匙，反正开了就不能关，关了就不能开的。
Our Lord holds the key that opens and no one can shut, and if he shut, no one can open.
他关的时候把犹太教关在外面。
When he shut out the Judaism.
他关的时候把巴比伦关在外面。
When he shut out the Babylon.
没有人再开它。
No one can open.
你看在腓立比，你找不到这些东西。
Because in Philadelphia, you cannot find these things.
他开的时候没有人能关的。
When he opens, no one can open.
现在的丰富乃是大卫的丰富。
Now the abundance is the abundance of David.
现在拿开乃是基督的丰富。
Now the abundance is the abundance of Christ.
所以主说，主怎么说？我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量。
So therefore, the Lord says, I know your works. You have a little strength.
也曾遵守我的道。
You have kept my word.
没有弃绝我的名。
And have not denied my name.
看哪、啊。
Behold,
我在你面前给你一个敞开的门。
I give you a door that is open.
是无人能关的。
No one can shut.
那你普通解释敞开的门就随便怎么解释，但是不要忘记这件事情跟前面的主的启示有关系的。
And if you talking about open door, you can say it any way you want. But don't forget, this is something to do with the revelation of the Lord before that.
你看这个门和国度发生关系。
You see that this door has something to do with the kingdom.
你看在这教会里面，我们的主实在是王。
You see that in the church, the Lord is king.
世界人不懂的。
In the world, they do not understand.
只有那些跟随大卫飘的人知道说，你看圣灵已经高他做王了。
Only those who follow David knows that the Holy Spirit has already anointed David as king.
弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
The brothers and sisters thank the Lord.
在教会里面拿着大卫的钥匙。
The Lord in the meeting already holding the key of David.
一面他要关，一面要他开。
On one hand, he want to open. On the other hand, he want to shut.
我们肯不肯让他把世界关在外面？
Are we willing to let him shut out the world?
我们肯不肯让他把传统关在外面？
Are we willing to let him shut out the tradition?
但愿主给我们一个敞开的门。
May the Lord give us an open door.
让他们反对。
Let them oppose us.
让这个世界来逼迫我们。
Let the world persecute us.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord.
我们只要主的好。
We only want the goodness of
the Lord. 我们只要主的称赞。
We only want the praises of the Lord.
然后主怎么说呢
？And what did the Lord say?
那自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，那是说谎话的。
Those who are of the synagogue of Satan, who said they are Jews but are not, but lie.
误会的人里面不知道有多少的谎言。
Because those people who misunderstand, in them there are much lies.
我要使他们来在你脚前下拜。
I will make them worship before your feet.
使他们知道我是已经。
So that they know I have already loved you.
弟兄姊妹，这是腓立比的道路。
Brother and sister, this is the way of the Philadelphia.
你要准备好了。
Be prepared.
有人要毁谤的。
There are other people who will blaspheme.
你知道有人要关那个门的。
There are people who want to shut the door.
但是不，只有一位开了不能就不能关，关了就不能开。
But there's only one who could open and no one can shut, and shut no one can open.
你不要害怕传统的势力。
Do not be afraid of the force of the tradition.
你不要害怕世界的势力。
Do not be afraid of the force from the world.
你要怕我们的主，如果真的关了，他真是关；如果关了，他真的关了。
You need to be afraid of the Lord. If He shuts, then really be shut.
但是主说：“看哪，我在你面前给你个敞开的门。”
But the Lord says, "Behold, I give you an open door."
你看见在腓立比教会里面。
You see that in the Church of Philadelphia.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
虽然经过许多年的考验。
Although it went through many years of testing.
你看那个葡萄树继续供应美酒。
You see that the grapevine continued to supply.
你看见没有那个大树，所有的大树都被震垮了。
And you see that there is no great tree. All the great tree has fallen from the earthquake. But not only so.
犹太人要在我们脚前下拜。
And also the Jews will worship before our feet.
他们要尊重我们。
They will honor us.
他们要佩服我们。
They will honor us.
弟兄姊妹，他们知道说主已经爱我们了。
They know that the Lord has already loved us.
弟兄姊妹，但愿主开我们的眼睛。
Brother and sister, may the Lord open our eyes.
不是说我们已经是腓立比。
Not that we are already Philadelphia.
这的确是一条路，我们要走在上面。
But this is a way that we want to walk.
所有的事情都可以过去。
All these things can pass away.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
神不光震动地，也震动天。
He not only shake the earth, he will shake the heaven.
现在给主五十年。
Now give the Lord 50 years.
如果主迟延的话。
If the Lord delays.
但愿主在我弟兄姊妹的身上。
That on the brothers and sisters.
就在洛杉矶这个地方。
Here in Los Angeles,
你看见主能够得住一个合乎他心意的教会。
That the Lord can have a church,
叫他的合乎他心意的教会。
That's after His own heart.
叫他的心能够完全得到满足。
That He will be satisfied.
但愿主听我们的祷告。
May the Lord hear our prayer.
我们一同祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们把这些话恭敬地交在你的手里。
Lord, we give these words into your hands.
我们相信一定有你的美意。
We know that you have your perfect will.
把这些话复习在我们的眼前。
To review these words before us.
但愿因着这个缘故，能鼓励年长的弟兄姊妹。
That for this reason, that the elder brother and sister will be encouraged.
叫我们不再灰心。
That we will no longer be discouraged.
我们更为着年轻的一代来祷告。
We also pray for the younger generation.
虽然你如果迟延，年长的一代要过去。
Although if you delay, the older generation will pass away.
但是因着我们的祷告，能叫年轻的一代能起来。
That may our prayer, because of our prayer, the younger generation will come up.
但愿他们能走这条道路。
That they will walk in this way.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们没有别的路好走。
We have no other ways to go.
我们实在已经到了尽头。
We truly has gone to the end.
如果我们再不走你的路，我们实在没有路好走。
If we do not walk in your way, we have no other way to go.
我们已经浪费了许多的时间。
We have wasted much time.
我们经过了许多的痛苦。
We have gone through much pain.
我们也经过了许多的失败。
We also gone through much failure.
但是现在主，我们告诉你说。
But Lord, now we want to tell you.
虽然在你回来时以前，时间已经不多了。
Although this is not much time before you return.
我们求你兴起年轻一代来。
May you raise up the younger generation.
但愿他们不只爱你。
Not only they will love you.
他们也看见你的托付。
They also see your burden.
他们愿意走在这条道路上。
They will walk in this way.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
但愿你让第一代所看见的亮光，叫第二代也能看见。
The light that you have shown to the first generation, may you show to the second generation.
这件事不是我们能做的。
This is not something we could do.
这件事你能做。
Only you can do.
我们相信。
We believe.
虽然我们失败了。
Although we failed.
虽然我们多亏欠你。
Although we have much fall short of you.
我们来到你面前，披麻蒙灰，承认我们的罪。
We will repent with ashes and dust.
但是我们告诉你说，主啊。
But we said, Lord.
虽然我们失败了。
Although we failed.
但愿我们的下一代不失败。
May our second generation not fail.
但愿我们下一代能讨你的喜悦。
May our next generation be pleasing to you.
能走在合乎你心意的道路上。
Can walk in this way that is according to your heart.
能够走在腓立比的道路上。
Can walk in this way of Philadelphia.
迎接你的回来。
To welcome you come back.
听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In the lovely name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.